Okay, I'm totally gonna cry now. Reverend Kate's theme of the week, Buffy the Vampire Slayer theme. That was Kim Ritchie with A Place Called Home from the Angel soundtrack. Before that, we heard from Dashboard Prophets, Ballad for Dead Friends, which was actually in Season 1, Episode 1, according to the Radio Sunnydale insert. Kim Farron before that, Nothing But You, going out to a departed friend of mine. And, you know, one thing that really amazes me about Buffy the Vampire Slayer is, even though the show went off the air in 2003, it's been 4 years, the fandom is stronger than ever. And I saw that in evidence last June when I went to Cinema 21. They were holding a Buffy musical sing-along, so kind of like in the style of Rocky Horror, and I'll talk more about that a little bit later. But another thing that I discovered very recently is a radio serial called Buffy Between the Lines. And I have with me right now Tabitha, the producer of the Joss of the show. Tabitha?
Hi.
Hi there. So, Buffy Between the Lines, radio serial. Tell me exactly what you're doing here.
A bunch of my friends and I decided to do an audio drama. And so we held casting calls. I already do a podcast called Strangely Literal, which does fanfic from the Buffyverse. So I knew a bunch of fanfic writers. And I just threw it up on LiveJournal and said, hey, does anybody want to do this? And they said, yeah, let's do it. And so we did an open casting call, got a bunch of writers, and here we are probably, we started in March, so it's October now, and we have over 100 people working on this project. We launched on October 9th.
Wow.
And had 1,500 downloads since then. So
amazing.
Been crazy.
So tell me about the storyline.
The story takes place, I really wanted to, the idea came from watching Buffy and really watching between seasons 5 and 6 and just a huge change in characters like Willow and thinking, you know, what happened while Buffy was gone? And
for those that are actually not frequent watchers of the show may not know, you know, exactly what you're talking about. I'm just going to throw that in, that between about the end of season 5 was when Buffy died.
Mm-hmm.
She threw herself into the, what was it, a portal, I think?
Yeah.
To save the world, basically. And then season 6 was when she was brought back from the dead through a magic spell. So.
Yes. And so there's kind of this whole thing where your main character is gone for a whole summer, basically. A little bit longer if you take Spike's number.
138 days of the list.
Exactly.
No, I'm not a Buffy geek.
So I really wanted to tell that story, like what happened during that summer. And so Buffy Between the Lines is born out of that idea. We're going to take, each season's going to be between two of the seasons of this TV show, kind of to tie it all together.
Okay.
And what happened over the summer.
Now, are you going to do, I haven't, unfortunately, I'm really sad about this, but I haven't been able to get my hands on the comic of season 8 yet, so I'm not quite sure if it starts in the fall or if it actually starts from where the series left off, but are you going to go beyond season 7?
Yes, we're hoping that once a lot of the comic has come out, because right now the comic hasn't explained really how they got from Sunnydale to where they are.
Mm-hmm.
And so we kind of want more of what Joss's take is on that before we do that, but I'm really interested in telling how they got from there's a hole in the earth and Sunnydale's gone to they're in a castle in Scotland, and that's
oh wow, I thought they went to Cleveland. I really
no, Faith,
need to get that
Faith
comic
is in Cleveland. Faith is in Cleveland.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and Willow and them were in Brazil, and Willow and Kennedy, and then Buffy, and
right, because in season 5 of Angel, they
kind of
covered that a little bit.
Yeah,
and you said when we were talking off the air, you said something about down the road maybe doing some Angel ones as well.
Yes, we really want to do Angel Between the Lines, and we even want to go so far as to do Firefly Between the Lines. Because what really started me thinking about an audio drama was Sonic Society did a Firefly audio drama called Old Wounds. And I listened to it, and I was like, I was one of the people that didn't want to listen to it because it was like, oh, that's not the real characters doing the voices. But once I listened to it, I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. And it's more stories, which I love. That's why I do a fanfic audio drama. you know, it's more stories, more of what I love, and if it's done well, it's amazing. So I was like, well, Buffy needs this. We need more Buffy. Definitely. I know there's 7 seasons and now a comic book and books, but yeah, I think you know you can never get enough Buffy.
Absolutely. Actually, it's funny, the one fan, I can't even call it a fanfic, I call it a fanficlet, was a missing scene that I wrote. I did this a scene I imagine might have happened between Buffy and Spike when it was in season 6, and the fanficlet was called Clean Slate, basically Buffy explaining to Spike why she could forgive him. And so, yeah, the missing pieces are the fanfics I like the most, I think.
Yeah, and that's what I love about Joss, is there's so much that he puts into it, but there's still so much that isn't there that you can color in between those, you know, well, how did this happen, and what happened here, and that's why I love good fanfic, and our writers are amazing. I have 7 writers on this first season, and they are incredibly gifted and just, you know, people that love the show and know the show and but can still write new stuff that sounds like the show. It's been really cool.
As a Buffy fan, I think one of the most frustrating things is to read, like, there's a few books that I've read where the writer did not capture the characters well at all. And it was just the most frustrating thing to read because it's like, wow, did you even watch the show?
Right. Yeah, and I even am aware of that. Like, you know, my Spike voice isn't the best. So the first episode has Spike going to Buffy's funeral and to her grave and talking. And I told my friend Kim, who's more of a Spike Buffy fan, I said, you need to write this scene. I can't write this scene. So there was a lot of that where I said, you know, Willow wouldn't say this, or, you know, and somebody else goes, well, Giles won't say that. And it's been really cool to have that collaborative effort.
Awesome. So if someone wants to tune in, where would they go?
If somebody wants to listen, they can go to BuffyBetweenTheLines.com, and the shows are all there. And they can talk to us there. We have forums and places to comment and everything. So,
yeah, I actually checked out the website when I was at work today, but I can't do streaming audio because, you know, they kind of frown on that.
Yes.
So as soon as I go home, I am totally listening to it.
And there's even directions on there. If you guys have TiVo, Clay, our angel, if you guys want to, he put up directions on how you can TiVo the episodes.
Wow. Really cool. That's amazing. So, you are in L.A., right?
I am in L.A., mm-hmm.
And now, the impression that I got when I went to the website is that the actors and the collaborators are pretty much all over the world.
They are. They are crazy all over the world. We have, our Wesley is from Australia, that's David, and our story editor, Emma, is in the U.K., and so is our Spike, he's in the U.K., we have people in Brazil. Jinx is in Brazil. It's a multi-nation effort. There's even a Frapper map on the website that shows, like, where people are.
Wow, that's amazing. And so do you just basically have them record their parts and send them in over the internet, or?
Well, we do a little bit of, we do a lot of them stuff solo, where actors label their files and say, this is episode 3, scene 3, here I am. But we also do recording sessions over Skype with the characters in the scene, so we can bounce ideas off of each other, and
oh, awesome!
They can really play off of each other.
Excellent. Well, being in LA, you have heard of a band called Automatic Hotel, correct?
I have.
And they actually have 2 songs that were based on the Buffyverse. The first one I'm going to play next is called Sunnydale, and it's about the last episode of Buffy. And the next one after that is going to be You Can Be a Rainbow, Not a Painbow, which is an absolutely hilarious song that Mike based on a line that Lauren says in Angel. So I want to thank you for coming on the show, Tabitha. I really appreciate it. And
oh, thank you for having me.
Hopefully, you know, we can get a lot of people tuning in and checking out Buffy Between the Lines at BuffyBetweenTheLines.com.